Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
One question. Do I feel lucky?
Trolling. Keep those hot takes flowing. Never really knowing which way the wind is blowing. He's trolling, bowling.
Go ahead, make my day.
WEEI's coverage of the NFL draft is presented by Zuti. Build any application your company needs in 1 week. Get your free trial today. Visit Zuti.com for details. And joining us now, a man who came out of the hiding place that he has been in for the last 14 months to attend the NFL draft. And Curtis says that you sound a little bit hungover this morning, Ben Volen.
You know, last night was like my birthday, my bar mitzvah, my quinceañera, like all wrapped into one. It was my first foray back into society, and so I was going to enjoy it. And you know what? Cleveland on a Wednesday night, man, it does not get hotter than that, let me tell you.
I mean, It sounds a tad bit hypocritical to be concerned about anybody standing within 47 feet of each other over the last 14 months. And then as soon as you get to Cleveland, you're shot out of a cannon and attending some kind of barroom experience with others. I mean, it doesn't seem right.
Well, there's a little bit of a difference. And the big difference now is, Mr. Hill, I got my Johnson & Johnson shot. Yeah, I'm fully vaccinated. I'm more than 2 weeks out. I have full immunity, I guess, or whatever they say now.
94%.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm ready to tackle the world. Like, you know, Greg, like, in all seriousness, I was a Corona bro and all that stuff. But the point of getting the point of getting vaccinated is to get back to real life.
Right.
So that's that is my goal now. Look, it's all about risk tolerance and this and that, but I am ready to get back to real life. And now that people are getting vaccinated, I feel it's okay to do so.
I feel bad that you're not a Pfizer bro, that you had to go with the lowly J&J. I mean, no clout there whatsoever, by the way.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'll take the one shot, though, and I didn't get that sick. I know everyone's getting sick over their second shot. So to me, one and done was worth not getting the top-of-the-line vaccination.
Well, Wiggy says that this evening is the biggest moment in the franchise history. I might disagree. I wonder where you stand on that when it comes to tonight's draft.
Well, I would say the 93 draft, when you had the number one pick and you're deciding between Bledsoe and Rick Meyer, that was probably a bigger decision. I mean, the Patriots are going to be okay if they don't, you know, if they kind of whiff on the quarterback. They still have a good coach and they still have $175 million in free agency, but absolutely, the next like 5 to 10 years of the franchise could, in theory, be determined this weekend. And there's three doors for the Patriots to choose right now. Door number one is Jimmy Garoppolo. Do they go out and, you know, make the deal for the veteran, bring him in, and he's a guy that we've seen it just 2 years ago. He can take a team to the Super Bowl. Do they choose door number two, which is any of the two rookies, or frankly, there's probably five rookies when you include Kellen Mond and some of the second round guys. Is Bill finally going to dive into the pool and take a young quarterback to develop and groom as his next guy? Or is it door number three, where he's just going to stick with Cam Newton and rub all our faces in it and try to prove that he can win with any old quarterback? I can tell you which option won't be popular with the fans. I wouldn't put it past Belichick to do that, but I mean, this is great. We're finally going to get an answer. How does he feel about all these different quarterbacks? And who's going to be leading the Patriots for this year and next year and maybe the next 5 years?
Our former colleague, Dale Arnold, has some sourcing which says that the organization is already working on a restructured deal for Jimmy Garoppolo. Have you heard anything of the like?
I have not, but I would admit, yeah, I mean, you got to do that kind of legwork before you make a trade for Garoppolo, because you're not taking on his contract. That would be lunacy to pay him $25 million this year, and then he'd be on the books for $25 million next year. You've got to give Jimmy a pay cut. I think there's a sweet spot there where maybe you do give him a pay cut, but you can give him the opportunity to earn a lot of it back with per-game roster bonuses and incentives. Basically, you know, if you're healthy, you can make your money, but we're not going to put ourselves at risk. So the Patriots, they have to kind of prepare for what the contract's going to look like before they make that trade. And then, you know, Jimmy, he'd probably take a pay cut, but they would give him a new deal, and maybe they'd sign him to a new three-year deal just to give them a little more certainty. So, you know, if the Patriots give up more than like a late third or a fourth round pick, they're getting fleeced. So I don't think they're going to do that. But, you know, I've kind of gone up and down this roller coaster. I thought Jimmy was definitely going to be traded, and I thought the Niners were definitely going to hang on to him. And now it seems like they're ready to deal again. And I don't know. That's the chair that I keep landing back on. It seems a little more obvious to bring in Garoppolo than to make a huge trade up for a quarterback. But I guess, you know, we'll see tonight and we'll see this weekend how it all goes.
Ben, this is kind of like a two-parter question here. You said there's three different doors. First off is like, if you're the Patriots, what door would you choose? And then the second part is kind of off of the Jimmy Garoppolo. If San Fran trades him, how do they feel about potential backup to the young quarterback, or the young quarterback coming in and having to play right away on a team where they look like, you know, they're a Super Bowl caliber football team?
Yeah, I mean, if they're trading Garoppolo, to me that says that they're ready to play their rookie. And I do wonder if they do, you know, the Patriots, I think, are the only realistic option for Garoppolo in a trade. So I wonder if the Patriots would send Cam Newton back, because the Niners are still going to need a quarterback and a veteran and a bridge. And, you know, maybe you draft Trey Lance or Mac Jones at three, and then Cam's your backup. And in case, you know, you can kind of go into the season with that as your depth chart. And Cam's only $3.5 million or $5 million. So that's a lot cheaper than Jimmy. So, yeah, I think that. But if they're trading Garoppolo, it means they feel pretty comfortable about playing a rookie, because, you know, that's been their thing the last couple of years, is they just haven't been able to trust their depth chart. And Garoppolo's gotten hurt. Wiggy, what would I do if I were the Patriots? I want a rookie, because, you know, those guys are under contract for 5 years. They're so cheap. The number 15 pick is, you know, all these contracts are preordained by the CBA. So, you know, if the Patriots stick at 15, that's a 4-year deal for $16 million, $4 million a year, and then plus a fifth-year option. That is like pennies if you know, he's actually a good starting quarterback. You know, like, you get Russell Wilson and you're winning your Super Bowl in your second season. So I want a quarterback. I don't really care who it is, Fields, Lance. I just want them to invest in a young quarterback to actually have a plan for the future. And these guys are so cheap. Even the number 8 pick, 4 years, $21 million. That's nothing. So go be bold. Go trade a couple picks. Go up, get your guy. That's what I would like to see them do.
And isn't it likely that if Bill offers the Niners a 6th-round pick or Cam Newton, they take the 6th-round pick?
I mean, it might come to that. They've backed themselves into a corner.
No disrespect, Wiggy.
Oh, no. I said, I'm Volan. I'm with you. I think they're in a – that's why I said this to me, this draft is the biggest, you know, decision in their team's history, because you could – potentially have one of those guys who could be your Patrick Mahomes for the next 10, 12, 15 years.
You keep citing Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes is a once-in-a-lifetime talent.
No, he isn't. He went number 10.
Right.
So how is that a once-in-a-lifetime talent?
Because he's become a top-5 quarterback already.
He has become that, but he went 10th. You could be in the same position where you could potentially draft the next Patrick Mahomes
Ben, other than Trevor Lawrence, what's the likelihood that any of these other four guys, or five as you said, end up being franchise quarterbacks?
The numbers state that 2 out of 5 of them will be good quarterbacks, and that 3 out of 5 of them will get their coach and GM fired. That's just that's how it goes in today's NFL. There have been a few, you know, you look at the 2004 draft, Rivers, Eli, and Roethlisberger, all three great quarterbacks. even a couple years ago, 2018, where you had Baker and Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, that's still only 3 out of 5 there. I went back and looked at it. You know, there's a lot of talk about all the busts in the first round at quarterback, and there definitely are. You only have like a 40% chance. You know, this century, only 40% of the first round quarterbacks have been any good. But then you go, you know, the further down you get in the draft, your hit rate is way, way less. I mean, in the second round, you get a stray Drew Brees here or there, but it's like, you know, 3 out of 21 quarterbacks have turned out good. And in the fourth round, like 4 out of 28 quarterbacks. So by far, your best option for finding a starting quarterback is in the first round, and you just have to live with the fact that it's probably a coin toss whether the kid's any good or not.
So it's a 60% chance, Ben, that you draft a quarterback in the first round that gets your coach and your GM fired. In other words,
for the most part,
right?
There's a
so 60%... why are you? I don't understand. It is Garoppolo by a landslide. You know who he is.
Bill loves him.
He knows the system.
He knows the system. I mean, it seems like it is that if you can get him for what Bill thinks is a value,
right.
Is a value deal. Yes.
Yeah, but then you're paying him a lot more than a rookie. You're paying
who
Garoppolo
cares? They have plenty of money.
Well, I agree, and it's not my money, so who cares? But the injury history does scare me. I mean, the guy couldn't last 6 quarters in his one shot in New England, and then you know he keeps getting hurt in San Francisco. So that scares me. Whereas you know, and not to mention, I mean, he comes back to New England. Does Bill have to kind of coach some bad habits out of him? You know, Garoppolo's been in San Francisco the last 3 years. He's not just a Patriot anymore, and that's a new way of football out there. Does Bill have to kind of reprogram Jimmy Garoppolo? Whereas you get a rookie, and they're like a blank slate, and they have, you know, they're a lot healthier and a lot better durability. So the fact that Jimmy hasn't been able to stay on the field, that is what would concern me. But I agree. I think it makes a lot of sense. And especially if you're trying to win this year, Garoppolo is your probably of all those options, Garoppolo is your best chance for 2021.
All right. Well, fully vaccinated and let loose on Cleveland. That is Ben Volin on the Harbor One hotline. And you'll be there tonight, Ben?
I will be there. You know, maybe I'll go streaking across the stage.
Oh, God.
you know, maybe we'll make a special guest appearance. I don't know. I can't predict the future, but it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, the streaking would be on brand, apparently, for the Globe. So thank you. Thank you, Ben, for joining us.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. there you have Ben Volin for the last time on this radio station. Coming up. No, I'm fine with it. I don't know if he's going to be bothered by the streaking comment. I have no idea. I think he can take a joke, Volin. coming up, we'll get to today's nominee for the Wokies. But before that, it is Ken Laird and what is trending.
The exclusive home of Red Sox baseball. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's Just For You. This week, Shaw's Just For You members can pick up 2-pound bags of Cuties, seedless California mandarins, 97 cents each when you activate that digital coupon. Limit 2 bags per customer, valid through tonight, Thursday, April 29th, which is draft night. A lot of intel out there on both sides. You mentioned the Dale Arnold. Pats are working on a new contract for Jimmy G. The Athletic's Jeff Howe tweeting last night, nothing is happening between the Pats and Jimmy G at this time, per two sources. Tom E. Curran has been kind of... First, he said it was inevitable that these two would reunite, but here's his take on the current state of the situation last night on Boston Sports Tonight on NBC Sports Boston.
Right now, I think the Niners are in a position where they're going to try and recreate some of the value that they have demolished over the last few months. There is no real, you know, sword of Damocles dangling over them to get Jimmy done. And actually, because the Patriots are the only suitor, they have to have a few different things happen. So there is no urgency on their part. They have to make sure that whoever they draft has some aptitude. They have to make sure, too, that whoever they're going to trade him to can actually fit him under the cap. And the Niners are going to have to work probably on what Denver did, getting some money back and investing some money. So this might not get done.
This might not get done or might not get done for a while.
I guess. I'm with him on that one because if you're the Niners, you're saying, like, now maybe Jimmy G is a fourth, a fifth, a sixth-round draft pick was what you're getting back. Why not keep him around? And if he can win the job from the rookie, play well, his value will go back up next year.
That's a $20 million, $24 million risk on their part. I don't know if they're willing to do that or not. I also wonder, I think I like to think that Bill is all business and no personal. But do you think that there is a person, when it comes to the personal, there is some sort of desire in him, since he wanted Jimmy Garoppolo over Brady, to get the guy back and to win with him, to shove it in Tom Brady's face?
Of course.
You do?
Oh, my, 100%. I think, A, he's the best guy right now for all the things we just discussed, knowing the offense. Ready-made, your team's an instant contender when he arrives.
But is that a factor?
Of course, it is. Of course.
And is Bill willing to overpay?
What do you mean, a fourth-round pick?
No. Because what if they want more? Bill's like, what if they want a third or a second? Bill's like, no, I'm not giving
you.
Well,
he doesn't have a third.
Doesn't he have the Brady third?
Oh, he has a. Right. Oh, that's
the compensatory.
How much would he love that? Use the Brady compensatory pick to reacquire Jimmy Garoppolo. Can't make it up.
And then they play head-to-head this year, possibly, at Foxborough. That would be incredible.
Awesome.
Now, if it's not a quarterback, ESPN's Jeremy Fowler reports the Patriots will likely select a corner with J.C. Horn from South Carolina and Patrick Surtain, the odds-on favorite. So we'll see tonight. Mike Reese says about 9:45, where that 15th pick will go off. Coverage tonight on EEI before the Red Sox game, after the Red Sox game. And, of course, the Sox are hot right now, so you got to tune in for that. 8:05 first pitch, first to four at a full house in Texas. But the big 1-0 win over DeGrom last night. Signature win, best record in baseball, right up there with the Dodgers.
I asked this at the start of the show, which was a bigger win last night, Celtics or Red Sox? You guys all say Red Sox was a bigger win.
What do you think the ratings were, Sox compared to Celtics last night? Probably 9-1.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
People aren't into the Celtics right now.
Okay, but that was a big game. The Celtics had to win that.
Nobody's invested in the team. They don't think they're going anywhere.
Right. Yeah. See, the Red Sox, you look at and go, is this for real? Like, you want to know, are the wheels going to fall off?
It's April.
No, but still, it might be April, but
140 games left.
But still, the way that they're playing,
I'm so upset.
Pavetta looked good last night again.
Yes.
So you're saying, okay, this team looks like if they can keep their pitching going in this direction, they're going to be a pretty good baseball team.
I will say this: I like the unis that the Celtics were wearing last night. I like those with the gold trim or whatever.
And you like Nesmith.
Nesmith was awesome last night.
They played him a lot.
Huge game last night.
That has to be an order from above.
Yeah.
Start playing the rookie. And probably a good idea. Bruins in action tonight as well at 7 against the Sabres. And that's what's...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Trending.
Is the Craig Hill Show on EEI.
Tremendous amount of respect for Jimmy. I couldn't ask for him to give us any more than he's given us. 49ers are getting a good player, they're getting a good person, and they're getting a great teammate, and they're getting a good quarterback. Jimmy's getting a good coach. His career is moving forward. He's a talented individual and was a great person to coach. I met with him weekly. Again, have a tremendous amount of respect for him.
Quiet as good as I should have. If I made you feel second best, girl, I'm sorry. sorry I was blind. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind.
Nice, Ken. A little Willie.
Happy birthday to Willie.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's Danger Zone.
How old?
88 today.
Oh, boy. But you know what? He's been well-preserved, yeah. I think, due to the natural substances that he uses.
Snoop said he's the one guy that blew him off the couch was Willie Nelson.
What do you mean?
Like smoked him off the couch.
Outsmoked him?
Yeah.
That's the guy?
That's the guy.
Willie is the
Willie.
Guy. Yeah.
You're sure it wasn't Gene Hackman?
No, it wasn't Gene.
I think Willie, did he claim that he smoked with Jimmy Carter, or was that one of the Beach Boys that claimed? One of the Beach Boys, I think, claimed that they smoked on the roof of the White House, I remember correctly. But I'm sure Willie has probably smoked with a president or two.
Yeah, he smoked with a lot of people, man. All
he right. also never played in New Hampshire because you can't smoke weed there.
Are you gonna address that with my governor when he calls at 8
it's
this
fine.
Morning?
I don't want to. Just get him on and off.
What is your issue?
By the way, Janet Mills coming up at 9:30. Ned Lamont 9:45.
Well, no, listen. Governor Sununu wanted to come on the show because we were talking about things in New Hampshire yesterday. And the difference between them and Massachusetts, and the guy, his people reached out to Curtis and said, hey, the governor wants to come on at 8. So I don't know. I don't. But what is your issue with him and weed?
Well, it's the live free or die state.
Yeah.
It's total hypocrisy.
I don't think he's against it.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
He's against legalizing it.
No, he's not.
He mentions opioids and goes down a rabbit hole. Total nonsense.
He does go down that rabbit
hole
real quick. I agree with you a little bit on that one.
And, yeah, hard to hear Bill gushing about Jimmy Garoppolo without determining that is going to be your next quarterback here. I mean,
have you ever heard him sound like that about anything?
No. About any player?
Right.
I mean, not really. Mm-hmm. He loves the guy.
And twice during that press conference, Stacey James attempted to begin the questioning, and he just kept going. He was like, 3 minutes of just nonstop praise.
Yeah.
Do you think that's the best move for the organization, though?
Yes.
I mean, I think based on what Volan said with regard to 3 out of the potential 5 quarterbacks that you draft being a bust, I do. I think it is. I think it's the best move for the organization.
3 out of 5 is pretty good.
Well, but you're not getting one of the top 2 guys. So the other 3 are a bust.
Okay, so you basically 1 out of the remaining 3.
I'm not doing math with you. Okay. But, out of the 5, take the top 5 guys.
Yep.
3 of them are going to be a bust. It's not going to be Trevor Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
So, how
do we know that?
Because he's the most
okay.
He was a number one prospect going into college.
So wasn't Jamarcus Russell.
He's the most sure thing that there's been when it comes to a quarterback in years.
So you don't think Trevor Lawrence will succeed in the NFL?
No, I'm not saying that. I don't think he won't succeed. I'm saying if I'm the New England Patriots, I put myself in that pool of saying, okay, I'm going to go after one of those, five guys, knowing that I can't get Trevor Lawrence. So basically, out of the 4 guys that left, I'm going to take my shot. The 2 of them are going to pan out, and I'm going to grab one of them.
Here's a text that says, Bill feels about Jimmy as the way Greg feels about Adam Duritz from the Counting Crows.
Good
True.
Point.
I love that new Crows song. I listened to that 400 times yesterday.
And they got a 4-track album coming out next month.
Yes.
Big.
Elevator Shoes is the new Crows song, and it is stupendous.
And I thought Ben Volan made a good point of you might have to retrain Jimmy G as far as the way he's been coached for the past couple of years.
What do you think is easier, retraining him to something he's already learned or getting a guy out of college ready with Belichick's offense?
I would say getting a guy who's got a blank slate. A blank slate who now, because Garoppolo is going to be like,
how do they have a blank slate? They were playing a certain way in college for 4 years.
No, but in the league, you come in with a blank slate where Garoppolo's like, I've been a Super Bowl caliber quarterback, Bill.
He knows the system. All we heard from you is how difficult it was for Cam Newton to learn the terminology.
You know who knows
in the year that he was here because of the COVID fog or the asymptomatic COVID fog.
You know who knows the system? Brian Hoyer.
Right.
Just because you know the system, what's that mean?
Josh McDaniels knows the system. He can't play quarterback. That's not what we're talking about.
The upside, here's why I look at.
Brian Hoyer.
Your upside for Jimmy G, we know what his ceiling is. The upside for one of those young guys, sky's the limits.
Sky's the limits?
Yeah.
Now, some updated intel from Adam Schefter, our man.
Yeah.
Just tweets this. Multiple teams are expected to contact the Niners to inquire about the availability of Jimmy Garoppolo, per sources. But, as of early this morning, the chances of him being traded are, in the words of one source, quote, remote.
Whoa.
End quote.
This is the same guy who said nobody else wanted him?
Yes.
Yeah, yesterday?
But now chances of him being... So the Niners are not going to get rid of him.
I hate today already.
What if the Niners taking a quarterback is a giant smokescreen? And they're not going to take a quarterback.
If they trade up and take Kyle Pitts, I will run around Boston with no pants on.
They ain't taking him because they already have George Kittle. They might take Devontae Smith if they feel like he's a game changer. But I still am on the board of, I don't think the 49ers are going to just trade away Jimmy G like that.
Mm, yeah, you may be right based on Schefter's report.
Why do you hate Jimmy G?
I don't hate
him. He doesn't hate him. It's because it's the injury-prone thing.
The only thing that concerns
me. Now, speaking of that, we will be joined at 8:30 by Rob Ninkovich of ESPN, who says that when you call a player injury-prone, there's no such thing. This is Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I think this 3 out of 5 bust rate for quarterbacks in the first round, it's an invalid stat. You know, good quarterbacks in the first round go to bad teams with guys that typically just got their first head coach job. And I just don't see it being 3 out of 5 realistically. If I like what Kyle Shanahan said, it depends how you use these guys.
Okay.
You can't just pick one and just insert them into any offense. And Jimmy Garoppolo has a much higher chance of going down in the next 3 years than 60%. I'm just warning you guys. So
yeah.
Be careful what you wish for.
So that fifth guy, whoever that is, going to a Bill Belichick coach team, there's a much better, in your mind, a much better odds that that guy is successful because of Bill.
Well, that's
because of the organization.
That's what my lead was.
Yeah, that was your lead. Yes.
When I did the research and looked at quarterbacks, that first round quarterbacks that went to a team that was a year or two removed from the playoffs, so was a good organization, and you see those guys, they're always successful. You cannot find a quarterback in the first round that went to a good organization
that wasn't successful. This is Nate. Hello, Nate.
Hey, Greg. What's going on this morning?
What's up, Nate?
Nothing much. You guys are forgetting to figure out. They've been talking about this draft class for the past 3 to 4 years, okay? So you can't go on average here of 3 out of 5 busts, okay? So you got to look at it. It's so deep. They're talking about Kellen Mond and Trask jumping in, even Mills jumping into the first round. So, yeah, you can say there's going to be a bust, but that percentage this year is going to be much higher of actually hitting, okay? And then you
We lost him.
Yeah.
I get his point.
Yeah, and the previous caller is exactly right. You look at the guys who were bust. They generally go to bad teams, bad organizations, and that's why they ultimately are not good quarterbacks because of the coaching. And that's the thing that you have to look at. And if you're Bill Belichick, we already know about this organization. So if you go get one of those guys, you probably have a 80% chance that this guy hits.
I have a question about your analogy and your situation here.
Yes.
The Patriots are a good organization. You'd agree?
Yep.
Why did Cam Newton have his worst season of his career with the Patriots?
Why did Cam Newton have his worst season with the Patriots?
I didn't stutter.
Because he was bouncing back from a shoulder injury. Okay.
Didn't have a preseason.
We already know about that.
I thought it's all about the blank slate. Go to a good organization, you'll win.
He had the long COVID.
We know he had the long COVID fog.
We serious right now?
I just destroyed your argument.
You're talking about a guy who's been in the league for 10 years. I'm talking about a clean slate as a guy who's never been in the league. You're getting him at 22 years old, coming out of college with no injury history, no problems. Never playing before in the NFL, so you don't have to change his mind on how he looks at the NFL, how he understands the NFL, and that's the difference.
Maybe you think the Niners are looking at the Teddy Bridgewater deal, and that's why suddenly they're not getting rid of Jimmy G, because if he goes for a sixth,
mm-hmm.
What are you getting? What are you, like, realistically getting for Jimmy G?
I don't know, but I have a conspiracy theory on the Schefter latest report. I think that the Patriots are pissed that Schefter came on here yesterday and said it's only the Patriots and the 49ers. Mm. I think that this is sort of a smokescreen after the Dale report last night saying they're already working on the deal. I think this is just to get people off the scent.
You ain't getting Jimmy G. Do you think Jimmy G is a better quarterback than Sam Darnold?
Yes.
Okay.
You do?
Absolutely.
Okay. Even with the injury, whatever the injury thing is.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so Sam Darnold went for a second-round pick, a 2022 second-round pick.
They got a third-round pick in return. So it was a second in Sam it was a second for Sam Darnold, and they gave a third
right
to the Jets.
So do you think Jimmy G is going to go – you think the 49ers are going to take a fourth, a fifth, or a sixth-round pick for Jimmy G?
Yes, because you don't have to renegotiate the contracts. Sam Darnold was given as he was. There was no contract in play.
So the 49ers went from, all right, we want a first for this guy, that now we're willing to take a fourth for him.
Yeah, I think that's what happens when you negotiate. You start with asking for the moon.
They're not giving him up for a fourth-round pick. If you feel like Jimmy G's a good quarterback, why would you give him up for a fourth-round pick?
Because they don't believe in him.
But it doesn't matter if they believe in him. They feel like they know he's a good enough quarterback that can command more than a fourth-round draft pick.
Right, but you do. The market dictates what you get.
So why not sit on him for another year?
All right, well, it is all day and all-night draft coverage here at WEEI. That includes Rob Ninkovich, former New England Patriot, ESPN's Rob Ninkovich at 8:30. We're going to get to the news coming up in a moment. Do we have time to get to today's nominee for the Wokies?
Really hope so.
You do?
Yes.
All right. Do we have some music for our new award show on this program, the Wokies? Do we have some appropriate music for the Wokies? Oh, this is good. And now, from the J. Charles Wiggins Theater in East Boston, it's the first annual Wokies Awards. So, Curtis, today's nominee for a Wokie when it comes to deep sea woke fishing is Max Kellerman. Is that correct?
That is correct. If we were to have a Mount Rushmore of biggest pandering boobs, he would be front and center. This guy yesterday was discussing the NFL draft. You know, we've all been talking about it. We're all looking for different, unique, interesting angles. Mm-hmm. And Max Kellerman, being the Looney Tune that he is, decided to complain about the race of the potential first three draft picks.
What I've noticed in recent years, after decades of artificial barriers being put in place for black quarterbacks, that vis-a-vis white quarterbacks, black quarterbacks in the draft tend to fall pre-draft, their evaluation. But the point is, the correlation that can be made is that your status falls vis-a-vis white quarterbacks. And so that's why my antenna are up when I notice 1, 2, and 3 this year, white guy, right?
His antenna are up? Wow. Are you kidding me?
So what happened in 2019 when Kyler Murray went first?
You know, I think there's a big racism issue in the NFL because they don't have any white cornerbacks.
He's a black quarterback that went number one overall.
He's really concerned about the draft order when it comes to white guys.
White.
Could be a real problem.
Meanwhile, this guy grew up on the Upper West Side. He's the son of a bazillionaire. He's really connected.
All right. Well, he is absolutely a nominee for today's Wokie.
He's going to be hard to beat. That's going to be hard to beat.
That's like, going to be hard to beat.
When you're looking at like best actor.
Don't worry. Somebody will try to outdo him.
And now the rap sheet is weighing in on Jimmy G. Quick intel, Ian Rappaport on Twitter. The 49ers do not have plans to trade Jimmy G unless the value overwhelms them.
Oh, told you.
Seems pretty unlikely, but crazier things have happened.
Told you.
Oh, and a quick thing on the Jimmy G trade, Wiggy, that you didn't mention is that he has a no-trade clause.
Yeah.
What Sam Darnold didn't have. Mm-hmm. So that's why he can gain less in terms of value because he has to choose the team he's going to.
All right, heads up. If you cannot, for any reason, listen to the show on the radio or to the station on the radio, then you can stream it at WEEI.com or on the new Odyssey app. So download the Odyssey app, and then you can listen to us wherever you are, or you could just politely ask your smart speaker to play WEEI. It's that easy to listen to us.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's everywhere.
We're back to more. The Greg Hill Show on EEI. It's time for the news.
With respect to that particular snarky comment.
Without Danielle.
The gal who does, who works on the air with, on EEI with, did I just space on his name?
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
Nobody can let me just exit gracefully. Nobody.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, Danielle, thank you.
You're welcome.
At Northeast Men's Health, they are now offering sound wave therapy and other ED treatments with success rates as high as 90%. Learn more at northeastmenshealth.com. And I believe Wiggy just said during his commercial that they guarantee incredible sexual results.
Yes.
That's amazing.
That's pretty good.
That's amazing.
That is really good. Get your sex life back on where it needs to be.
Absolutely. Last night.
Absolutely.
Our new president last night spoke to Congress for the first time and suggested a $1.8 trillion investment in children, families, and education to help build an economy that has been devastated by the pandemic.
Thank you all, Madam Speaker, Madam Vice President. No president has ever said those words from this podium. No president has ever said those words, and it's about time.
Late night for the president last night, Ken. Hasn't been up past 9 o'clock in years.
Mego and Kendra were on stage, too. It was a great moment.
Did Biden grope either of them?
Oh.
Well, it sounds like in some way, shape, or form, Ken, you may get your free college tuition. A part of this $1.8 trillion is a couple years of free college for the dreamers when it comes to community colleges.
Very popular, 60% approval rating for his plan.
Really?
On one poll I saw.
Uh-huh.
Who pays for the college?
Might have been on CNN, but that's fine.
Huh?
Who's paying for this free education?
You do.
Really?
Yeah, your taxes.
Hell no.
You do.
And you pay for your own damn kids to go to school. I ain't paying for your kids.
Well, you're paying for your kids, and you're paying for the kids of others.
Listen, my kids going to school for free.
All the more reason.
Get your kids into sports.
No. All the more reason why.
I've already paid for my daughter. I'm not paying for another kid to go to school. Get your kids into sports, academics, something. Get them a free education.
Well, I think we're headed toward the point where the government will cover off college for everybody in the country at some point.
Not completely. I mean, I think there's got to be a sliding scale, and they've obviously got to fix the cost. They can't just start paying the current rates. They have to bring the prices down and then get rid of some student loans.
Well, how would you control what the pricing is at a free enterprise?
For the public universities, anyway.
Okay.
Is there anything in this bill that lowers the price of college?
No.
I don't think so. That's a problem.
So you don't even agree with the bill?
Not totally, no.
Can they pay off some of my bills and mortgage? Is that something that somebody else can do?
No
tax plan?
No, there's nothing.
Why can't people help me with that? They want me to send their kids to school.
There's nothing like that, Wiggins.
The Biden phone is a rotary phone.
Jesus, man.
All right, Pfizer is announcing that they have a new pill which you can use to treat COVID at home.
Oh.
It's coming soon.
Okay, so no shot.
No shot. You would just take a pill at home. This is Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla.
It is accurate that we are working on the viral. One, it is injectable, and the other one, as you just said, it is an oral. And particularly the attention is on the oral of the world and of us, because provides several advantages. And one of them is that you don't need to go to the hospital to get the treatment, which is the case with all the injectables so far. That could be a game changer. So all good news. We are now progressing the studies. If all goes well and we implement the same speed that we did so far, and we are, I hope by the end of the year.
They combine that with Viagra. I think they have a winner.
Wow.
You know, I mean, if you could cure COVID at home and get an erection,
that's pretty amazing.
They would have a winner on their hands.
I guarantee you, 3 months, Fauci comes out and says, "Forget about the shots. Go with this at-home pill.
Go with the at-home pill."
You know, he's
Pfizer.
Got his hand in that.
Yeah.
You know, he's got his hand in that money right there.
Federal investigators yesterday seized cell phones and computers from the apartment of Rudy Giuliani in New York City. They showed up at 6 a.m. at his apartment on Madison Avenue and Park Avenue, carting away all kinds of electronic devices. This is a very angry Andrew Giuliani, who is the former mayor's son.
Mind you, I'm speaking as a son and a concerned American. Anybody, any American, whether you're red or blue, should be extremely disturbed by what happened here today, by the continued politicization of the Justice Department. This is disgusting. This is absolutely absurd, and it's the continued politicization of the Justice Department that we have seen.
Probably sent that woman from the Borat movie in as a decoy to distract him while the FBI entered in the back door.
By the way, Andrew Giuliani, as played by Chris Farley on SNL, remains one of the top five skits in SNL history.
Well, what do you think's going on there, Ken? Maybe some information about the dirty dealings or what?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Ukraine.
Okay.
Ukraine. Absolutely.
Well, we often talk about neighbor disputes, and sometimes they can be the worst. And in Michigan, there is a farmer who has an issue with his neighbors. So he has built a 250-foot long wall on the property line to protect himself. The issue here is, he built the 250-foot-long wall with manure, and the neighbors are very upset about it. Here are some of the neighbors.
It probably has some agricultural benefit.
They normally spread it on the field, but decided to make a fence out of it. When you got renters, you know, they have to live with this every day. I come here to mow the lawn.
And they are consistently ruining my morning as I walk out.
Can't leave the window open because the whole upstairs will smell like it.
I feel like the guy is well within his own rights. If he wants to build a 250-foot wall of poop on his property,
it's his property, right?
It's his property.
Yeah, he can do it. Do what he wants on his own property.
Summer's coming. I would assume that the stench would be a little bit more intense in
his
the summer
grass
months.
Would be spectacular.
You're right. Yeah, he will have great grass. You're absolutely right about that.
You talking about Willie Nelson or?
In Texas, there is an irrational fear in the news today. A 70-year-old man has passed away after a bee attack. The poor guy in Breckenridge, Texas, was out yesterday mowing his lawn when he was attacked by 60,000 bees.
Oh, Jesus.
60,000 bees. We have some audio on this, Ken?
He got attacked outside. Yeah. He ran in the house, you know, letting his wife know, hey, that's what's going on, when the bees followed him in.
Oh, they followed him inside the house?
It's like that movie I saw when I was a kid, Attack of the Killer Bees.
Yes. Well, that was a big thing when we were growing up, was that the killer bees were coming here and everybody was going to die. It was kind of like the ozone layer.
Yeah. Then we have the murder hornets. Man, 60,000.
Yeah, 60,000 bees. Imagine
Jesus.
That.
True story. Twice in Dover, I stepped on a bee's hive.
Yeah. So what happened to your head? It swelled up. It still swelled up.
Yeah. It was a quite tough situation.
How'd you step on it?
I have no idea. I'm pretty sure.
Because usually they like to put the beehives like up in trees.
No,
or
there, there are some that are in the ground.
Oh, are there? I didn't know that.
And sometimes the hive falls.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. If it fell off like your house.
They're like avocados. They grow in the ground. or peanuts. Whatever that topic was. So, poor guy goes out to mow his lawn. 60,000 bees. I believe that that was coded as a COVID death, though, because he hadn't mowed his lawn, hadn't been able to mow his lawn in the
You're
pandemic.
Dividing
is
us.
Is that how that works? All right. We got to get to this.
And now.
It's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of Florida.
Florida? But that's America's way.
Not like the rest of us.
Another day in Florida.
Cocaine, right? I thought that was just for people in Florida.
Well, a St. Petersburg woman in Florida arrested. Apparently, she was overserved at a bar in St. Petersburg and began offering lap dances to random passersby, including children.
Mm.
I mean, it is the anything goes state, and there are people who need to let loose a little bit after being locked down for 14 months or so, but probably not appropriate for 28-year-old Olivia Taylor Washek, who stumbled outside of the bar and began offering lappies to anybody that was in the area.
Welcome to Miami.
I mean, if the kid's like 16, you know. You go to Canada. Yeah. What is it? Canada's 17. You get a lap dance, Ken?
I think they were young children that she was grinding up against or attempting to. So that's not the right thing to do.
Yeah, that might be a little bit.
All right. That is the news this morning. Coming up at 8:30, we will talk with ESPN's Rob Ninkovich on draft day here on the Greg Hill Show at WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.